Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left two people dead and another four wounded.
I heard about like 12 shots go off like in my vicinity, like probably around like 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News. A dramatic scene on a runway in Belize. Passengers running away from a small plane as police with guns drawn ran toward it. On board an alleged hijacker who was a U.S. citizen. ABC's Matt Rivers has more details.
It all happened aboard a flight from Corozal to San Pedro. 14 passengers aboard, including two Americans. Police say the plane was hijacked by U.S. citizen Akinyela Sawa Taylor, wielding a knife shortly after takeoff. Officials say the hijacker demanding to be taken out of the country, insisting the plane land to get more fuel.
Elan.
But as the plane was touching down, officials say a passenger aboard the flight with a licensed gun shoots and kills the suspect.
Lucasfilm announcing at a Star Wars fan fest this week that the latest Star Wars movie will hit theaters in May of 2027 and will star Ryan Gosling. Star Wars Starfighter will not be a prequel or a sequel, but they say a whole new adventure. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions, a very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over eight times the national savings average.
The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk, rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost.
Over eight times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024.
Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gail King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the Pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is, but You know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm gonna let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's the guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We're going to see temperatures dropping as well from the 70s this morning into the low to mid 60s by late this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to be kicking through. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, rumors of infighting within the Wisconsin Republican Party. We talk about that with Dan Schaefer as we recombobulate. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live. F*** it.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
It's a dumpster fire Friday. We're clearing out a lot of stuff we didn't have a chance to cover earlier.
So. That's right. 6 minutes past the hour. Rain showers moving through. Looks like the thunderstorms have moved off to the east for the most part.
Well, it really came down, didn't it?
Yeah, we got some heavy rain moving through State Street. Looks like it's still raining out there. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up, sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two Madison locations, east and west, and you can find out more by going to verlo.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be giving away another chance to win tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival, and Rocker will also join us later in the hour. Right now, Savannah Tomei Olson is with us for some news headlines. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
We're hunkered down here in the studio watching the rain and the hail and the thunderstorms moving through. But
protected by the...
Not going to lie, it's tough to get out of bed when you've got a morning like this.
Oh, I know. No kidding. I know. And we're trying to keep everybody, safe and secure within their homes.
Yes. That's what we're trying to do.
Stay indoors.
Yeah, just stay inside. So what do you got for us this morning? What's at the top of the news?
Well, the big story of the week here was that Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell resigned. I think the writing was on the wall here. She had been on administrative leave for about a month as they investigated those 193 ballots that went uncounted in November. And I think the thing that both the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the mayor's office have brought up repeatedly is that nobody knew about it until almost a month later.
Right.
I think that's the real clincher here, considering, mistakes can happen anywhere. However, finding those ballots and not letting anybody in on the mistake seems to be a real sore spot for a lot of leaders here.
It was.
So there are these two separate investigations, and the one from the Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to keep going. They've now kept this going in two of their last meetings where we expected some kind of report or update. And they said this time they have deposed people, including Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, and they're going to keep deposing more people. So we don't know exactly who else they're going to be talking to here, but it seems like they have even more that they want to look into.
Yeah, there was a big blow up, too. The Wisconsin Election Commission had a big dispute between Ann Jacobs, the commissioner chair, and Bob Spindell, who is who's a troublemaker and a right winger. But anyway, that's my opinion. But they argued back and forth. Is that because of this discussion about the Dane County ballots?
They did. So they were in this discussion about the ballots here in Madison and that investigation. And Bob Spindell wanted to change the subject and talk about the spots in Milwaukee that did not have enough ballots on election night here in April. And that is not on their agenda, which by law, they're only supposed to talk about the things that are on their scheduled agenda that gets released to the public. Mm-hmm. This was not the first time I've seen Bob Spindell do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you can tell that it's happened many, many, many times by Ann Jacobs' reaction.
Should we play?
I've been in lots of these meetings. I've never seen anything like that.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we do have that. What, cut 183. Let's play a little part of it here. It's yelling at each other. So it explains itself. Let's listen.
An even more serious problem is in the city of Milwaukee, where Channel 12 has been doing an expo with several long segments on the city of Milwaukee Election Commission running out of ballots on April 1st to the point that 69 out of 189 locations
have ballot issues with 9 polling locations running out of ballots
altogether.
Bob, you need to stop or I will ask you to leave this meeting.
Not already left to go
home.
This couple with a black person.
Wow. Okay, wow. So you get the idea, right?
Yes.
Then he says, well, you're trying to silence me. No, you're trying to control you.
Yeah.
That was really something. Yeah. My phone was immediately lighting up with the other reporters who have covered election mechanics with me, people in the room who looked over at some of the communications folks from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and said they were avoiding eye contact. And you can't blame them for that.
Well, there's an irony there, too, because Bob Spindell is part of the Republican Party, and the Republican Party does want to see longer lines at elections to discourage people from going out to vote. So he's there saying there were long lines and it was terrible. That could happen in Milwaukee because they were short ballots at some of the places.
Right.
Yeah. So some people did have to wait. Okay. All right. What else you got?
Oh, yeah. John, anything for Easter weekend here? What's you got a story on this?
We all know the price of eggs is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The average is a little over $6 for a dozen eggs right now. But I looked up the price of chocolate and that's way worse.
Wow.
So
no.
At this time, yeah, it's crazy. No. At this time last year, a ton of cocoa cost about $2,000. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's about $8,400.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So and then you add the potential for tariffs because most of our cocoa is imported. It has to grow in tropical climates. Mm-hmm. So those costs could rise even further. So even the average little Easter chocolate bunny is a little more expensive this year and could get more expensive from there too.
Oh man,
that's sad.
There's a threat on chocolate bunnies this year.
I like the chocolate bunnies.
I mean, people are cutting back on dyeing the eggs because the eggs are so expensive.
Right.
We're losing our holidays because of all this stuff.
Oh brother.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What are we gonna do?
Blame Trump. All right.
Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Very good.
Take care.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson, our bureau chief for WMDX News. Okay. This portion, did I mention this before? If I haven't mentioned it, I should mention it right now.
Could you mention it? Because we're all on the pins and needles here.
Yes, I know. You're on the edge of your chair. Right. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They are still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west, or just go to verlo.com. Okay.
I'm just reading Chiron on CNN.
Yeah.
Rubio says, it's time to move on if Russia-Ukraine war can't be ended.
That's and the
just
statement?
Push it aside, forget
just
about
move
it.
Move on.
Need, well,
we got other things happening. We don't have time for
wow.
That. Yeah, that's kind of a change of
this
thought,
is,
isn't
this
it?
This is really not a good
thought they were going to solve that on day one, but
just,
apparently not.
We just have to move on. That's how simple this whole solution is. Let's just move on.
So much for if you try and fail, then try again. I guess it's if you try and fail, then just brush it into the corner and forget about it.
That's right. Oh, man. All right. Dumpster Fire Friday.
Let's get the fire going again.
All right, let's go.
All right,
I got a
fire
stir
it up.
Here. We talked about ICE agents arresting the wrong people. They
oh,
just
yeah.
tried to arrest
that.
A 19-year-old teen in New York City.
What?
Another Kilmar Abrego Garcia attempt, apparently. And of course, the good news is that Senator Chris Van Hollen met with Kilmar.
Yes. That was a big event.
Yeah.
They took pictures and everything. We'll find out more on that.
And union boss Sean McGarvey demanded that Kilmar be brought back. And this is a part of his speech. I thought this was really a great moment because there was a standing ovation at the end. So listen for that. This is cut 165. This is the union boss, you know.
Okay.
All right. Sean McGarvey.
We're not red. We're not blue. We're the building trades, the backbone of America. You want to build a $5 billion data center? Want more six-figure careers with health care, retirement, and no college debt? You don't call Elon Musk. You call us. North America's building trades unions. And yeah, that means all of us. All of us, including our brother, smart apprentice, Kilmar Arbrega Garcia, who we demand to be returned to us and his family now. Bring him home.
Standing ovation right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got this latest clip from Caroline Leavitt. I thought this was just so egregious, so horrific. She is so, I don't even know how to describe it.
She's a piece of work.
Yeah, that's it. She is an absolute piece of work. This is the latest, and it's jaw-dropping stuff. This is cut 156. Let's listen.
Yesterday in the Oval Office, administration officials made it very clear that El Salvador is responsible for Mr. Obrego Garcia, yet El Salvador's president said we're not going to do anything with him. So my question is, who is responsible for this man and where he's going to end up?
Well, no. First of all, President Bukele said that he is not going to smuggle a foreign terrorist back into the United States of America, as many in this room in the Democrat Party seemingly want him to do. Obrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country.
No.
And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result. There is never going to be a world in which this is an individual who's going to live a peaceful life in Maryland because he is a foreign terrorist MS-13 gang member.
No, he isn't.
Not only have we confirmed that, President Bukele yesterday in the Oval Office confirmed that as well.
No, he didn't.
So he went back to his home country where he will face consequences for his gang affiliation and his engagement in human trafficking.
Not true.
I'm not sure what is so difficult about this for everyone in the media to understand.
It's appalling. You're lying.
That there has been so much time covering this alleged human trafficker and this gang member, MS-13 gang member. It's truly striking to me.
She admits it's alleged.
They're calling her Bubblegum Barbie now. Caroline Leavitt.
It's so well-deserved, well-deserved. You know, because all of this stuff, you know, they're going by the fact that it was presented as though he is part of MS-13,
mm-hmm.
and it's part of the transcript. But it was never proven that he was. It's
right.
just something that was said in court. And that's why they're saying, well, it's the courts even said it. Well, you said it in the court. It doesn't mean that they came to that conclusion.
Exactly. It's just one alleged.
Minute.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. We got to throw,
time
throw
moves
that
on.
Story out, though.
Oh. Okay, let's throw
dumpster.
It out. There
okay.
it goes. Perfect.
It is 18 minutes past the hour. Watch yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Man. It's a hot dumpster.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or you can always get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. Yes.
We almost had a Kilmar Abrego Garcia moment here in the Fox Valley. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Got that story coming up. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Fest. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Text the word tickets. You could be going to a film of your choice at the Milwaukee Film Festival next week. Again, the word is ticket.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for the Saturday morning tradition that takes you shopping around the Capitol Square in Madison?
Yay!
The Dane County Farmers Market is back for the season. It's the largest production-only farmers market in the country. Here's market manager Jamie Boogle.
The one place you can go in town and buy like 75% of your groceries all from one place that you all know are local. And so having about 20,000 people see your business on a Saturday makes or breaks farmers. I think the market is part of the reason that we have such a strong ecosystem of small farmers in Dane County.
The market is celebrating its 53rd year. Want to learn more? Go to dcfm.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of, like, why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low?
What's the low? What's the low? 7:21, John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX, Madison, rain showers still coming down in the capital city, and Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist, joins us now. Good morning, Brittany. Boy, we got some heavy weather moving
That's
through.
That's right. I didn't see any of those ping pong sized hail balls, but I was really looking forward to a new roof, too.
Oh, well.
I was going to say, that right there is an automatic new roof through insurance. It is damaging those shingles 100%. But, yeah, it looks like the ping pong ball size hail stayed south of you, thankfully.
Okay,
still
good.
Still got the hail. yeah, I'm seeing reports in New Glores right now of ping pong ball size hail earlier. And then there was also baseball size hail in Platteville.
Oh.
So it was pretty massive. Yeah. And that can just shatter windows.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, that can cause all kinds of problems. Yeah. So is the worst of it...
Everyone's okay out there.
Yeah.
Is the worst of it moving away?
It looks like the worst of it has moved off. Yes, it is off to the east now. That severe thunderstorm is continuing to roll away from you guys. It's pretty much the biggest hail right now is hitting Edgerton at the moment, and then headed off towards Whitewater and in towards the Milwaukee area. So that's moving away. We do have another round behind it. So don't be shocked if some more rumbles of thunder and more rain starts to spark up and intensify. That one is severe warned, but it isn't really packing much at all. It's going to just roll through here with some gusty winds and some heavy downpours. But after that, we start to lessen things out, some scattered light rain throughout the rest of the morning, staying stuck under cloudy skies. High temperatures today still will make it to the low 70s.
Good.
Which is actually not the best. We don't want that.
Oh, we don't want that. Oh, okay.
Why don't we want that?
Tornadoes?
If you actually stayed cooler, you'd have a chance of just regular rain and rumbles of thunder. Okay. But if you're getting that warm, if you do hit that 70 degrees today, be ready around 5 o'clock or so for more severe thunderstorms to spike up. And again, large hail, damaging winds. Those are the main risks. There is a tiny tornado chance. I just think those are going to stay much further into Illinois and Iowa and away from us.
But all right.
Stay aware tonight.
Yeah.
One more round still to go.
Wow. Okay. That was pretty threatening, that's for sure. I mean, it was dark all the way up to way past sunrise.
Yeah. So for the rest of the Easter holiday weekend, how are things shaping up for Saturday, Sunday?
Really, really nice, honestly. The cold front moves through tonight. It starts to clear us out overnight. We'll be waking up tomorrow to dry conditions, sunny skies, but cooler. It will be in the mid-50s tomorrow. We'll slide to the mid to low 50s on Sunday with a sunny start to the day. We'll see clouds increasing throughout the afternoon, and then more rain moves in from the south on Sunday night and into our Monday.
All right. I know you're going to ask about my lawn, and I did get the seed down, and everything is just fine.
Good.
So. All right.
Yay. Well, as far as we know now, yeah.
Well, how's your gazebo, my man?
Well, I'll find out when I get home, I guess.
I guess.
Probably blowing down Campus Drive on its way to the Capitol by now.
Your neighbors would wish, anyway.
Yeah, apparently. All right, Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good day.
Okay.
That's you as well.
WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And we still have that pair of tickets up for grabs to the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can text us on our Civic Media app and text the word tickets. We'll draw for those tickets here shortly.
Now, I know a lot of people have been seeing the stories nationwide about people getting warnings from immigration saying that they're going to be deported. And it's freaking a lot of people out. I mean, just normal, everyday Americans out there getting notifications that they're going to just tossed out of the country.
At random, apparently.
And it happened up in Neenah. Neenah resident Tom France, a 68-year-old retired college administrator and teacher.
Yeah.
And American citizen born in western Pennsylvania got one of those notifications. Let's listen to Cut 190 here. And this is him explaining the situation as it was.
When Neenah resident Tom France saw a pair of identical emails from the Department of Homeland Security in his inbox, he didn't think it was real.
My first reaction was, this is a joke.
Then he read the email more closely. It told him that he was in the country on humanitarian parole. It said his parole was being revoked and he should leave the country immediately or he could be deported.
My fear was that it could compound, right? And if it compounded, then what were the consequences for me?
France got in touch with Senator Tammy Baldwin's office. The senator helped him resolve the issue with immigration officials. He says he still isn't sure why he got the letter. In a statement, Baldwin called it an attempt by the Trump administration to deport a U.S. citizen. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. They have been testing the waters on that, deporting American citizens to El Salvador if they're evil enough. And it's, of course, a determination that the administration wants to make for everybody.
It's up to them.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is we have a president who is actually, believe it or not, micromanaging the entire country all by his lonesome. He doesn't need the departments. That's why they're getting rid of him. He's controlling all of it. That's the scary part of this. Now, there's part of this story that I also wrote down. He said this Tom France, Neenah resident, he said he was worried about the possibility of immigration officials showing up at his home, arresting him, and ultimately deporting him, disappearing, in other words. And as a retiree, he said he was also worried about a reference in the letter, and this is, remember, a lot of people are getting these same letters, a reference in the letter to losing benefits because he spent years paying into Social Security and Medicaid. They were going to get rid of all of that stuff. Maybe that's how they're thinking about saving money in Social Security and Medicaid, by basically telling people that they're going to lose it all and be deported at the same time. And as you mentioned, the story that I saw, too, is that one person prepared themselves for that. They told their friends, please video and record this because I'm going to be picked up and they're going to try and take me away. We don't want people to disappear off the streets of the U.S.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to prevent at this point in time. This is where we are in this country. Three months in, we are this worried about people being deported and disappearing in society.
Yeah. And so his friends did videotape him as he was being taken away, and they had lawyers ready to go, and they stopped him from getting deported to El Salvador, but he's still detained in his state. Because the state stepped in and said, you can't do this.
Right.
But, that's happening.
They even stopped 120-year-old who was born in this country, showed his birth certificate, but they're still holding him.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 729 coming up next. After the break here, we've got Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview of local music on John and Gordy in the Morning. Coming up.
The John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A recent report has come out
showing the trends within the fast food industry. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and coming up next, we will talk with Cody Koster, a dairy analyst and broker with Everag, to see what is happening within that fast food industry and what that means for agriculture.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a listen in with Cody Koster to see what is happening within the fast food industry.
Quarter one earnings from like McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, fast food restaurants that use a lot of dairy products, especially the barrel for their cheese on burgers and such, was down. It was down significantly. Different companies reported 6 to 8. The highest I saw was 10% year over year. But I think because of the tariffs going on, a lot more people are holding monies in their pocket, maybe not going out to eat as much. If they went out 3 times a week, I've heard some people try to cut that back to 1 just because they're trying to save the money in case we go into a recession, which is kind of everyone's general fear when these tariffs originally were put on a few weeks ago.
Koster says that with fast food restaurants being a huge supporter of U.S. agriculture, this could come to hurt producers in the end. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for nominations of producers for the Wisconsin Cranberry Board. These nominations must be in by May 30th. In other news, the Wisconsin Custom Operator Survey is going through some changes. It will now be directly ran through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. With the look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We're going to see temperatures dropping as well from the 70s this morning into the low to mid 60s by late this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to be kicking through. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay, into the studio for a pickleball breakdown. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Back WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:34, rain showers moving through downtown Madison
right now.
Still
coming down.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty heavily, and maybe a little localized flooding here and there in some of the downtown streets. Our congratulations going out to Kent from Sun Prairie. He's going to the Milwaukee Film Festival, and that's happening next week. We thank the Milwaukee Film Festival for providing us with some tickets.
We were talking about Caroline Levitt earlier, and Mark suggested this in a tweet, a text rather.
Yeah.
Barbie would likely be smarter than Caroline Levitt. And I, you know, I really have to kind of agree with that. And now, this is a question for you, Gordy. You
What's
were
that?
In weather at one time. Yeah. Can you ask Brittany if there is truth that Madison Lakes protect the area, East Madison and McFarland, from tornadoes because they keep the area cooler? Is there a,
no?
We could. He wants us.
I'm not buying that.
He wants us to ask Brittany about that. We do avoid a lot of the tornadoes.
We can talk to Brittany next week about that.
But I know. This has come up before. I remember that it was being asked. I can't remember what the answer was on that, but I think there is something to do with pressure systems over lakes or.
You know, I should reach out to my old friend Gary Canalti on that, a retired weather guy.
You know what? You should.
We'll get him. We saw him the other
day. And Brittany as well.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. We'll get Brittany and Gary to get us the answer to that
question.
You know,
if Brittany, when we get these questions for her, she does an investigative report.
She does.
And sends out an email.
I know. Yeah.
And so we'll have to get her to do that again. As being, you know, a pain in her side, but that's fine.
Let's get to our friend Rocker here in the studio. It's time for our Max Inc. preview. Always great to see you, Rock.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you made it through the storms here.
You know, I was getting ready and I was like, it's raining cats and dogs. I'm going to be soaked just going to the car. But miraculously, my wife got a text from Dane County that said, rain will be ending at 7 o'clock. And just as we were getting ready to walk out the door, rain ended at 7 o'clock. So,
wow.
Kudos to them.
Yeah.
And they're like little texting service. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank gosh Yolanda is now in charge of weather. That's fantastic to hear.
But it's raining downtown now again. We've got another batch and a lot of lightning at the moment here.
Yes. Yep.
So, well, anyway, what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend?
Max Inc. Radio. It's coming at you 6 p.m. to midnight Saturday and Sunday night here on WMDX 92.7 FM. And we have a great show lined up. We are going to premiere Doozy. They are a band out of Appleton who are performing at the NFL.
The draft?
The draft coming up
in Green Bay.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, wow.
And they wrote a song. We'll talk about that in 1 second.
Okay.
Ghost Particles, we'll have them on, even with new member Ernie from the Rousers. So we'll have some new music from them as well. And Live in the Lair, this week is pretty special. We're going to have this band called Power Takeoff. And we're going to tell you about them in just a moment. But I'd like to talk about Marissa Balistrieri Duo. Now, they were in the Lair last week on Max Inc. Radio. We had them live in the studio right here. And Marissa is a Madison, Wisconsin-based vocalist. She's a former professional Italian opera singer, and she collaborates with her songwriter-guitarist husband, Stefan Hall, on original folk jazz tunes inspired from the music from around the world. So we recorded this, and I just want to give you, you know, you can go on civicmedia.us, find Max Inc. Radio, and you can hear all of these podcasts, which are up on the site. So I thought I'd bring in a little taste of that.
All right.
Recorded live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This is Marissa Balistrieri's song about procrastination. It's called One Day.
Sometimes I second guess it. Why can't I make decisions? I just need to be assertive. Stop it with the long division. Right now's the time for action. If only I could take a stance. Really ought to gain some traction. One day I'll take my chance. One day, it's always one day. Yeah, maybe I just don't know. My mind often wanders, but I know what I need to.
We had a little glitch there.
We had a lightning hit right there.
I wonder if that did something. everything just seemed to have froze up on me.
Wow.
Well, are we still on the air?
Do you have your computer back?
we still got the music. There
all
we
right.
go.
Can't stop the rock and roll.
Yeah, maybe I just don't know. Okay, don't call me crazy. Yeah, I think I'm still okay. Some folks will call me lazy.
All right, there we
okay.
go.
Sounds good.
Marissa Ballastery Duo. That was pretty fun last week, Live in the Lair. Now, this week in Live in the Lair, we have this band called Power Takeoff, okay? They are on Stryker Records. They're from here in Madison. Saturday, April 26th, they're playing at the Red Mouse, which is, that's out West Madison. I'm not even sure what
Red
city
Mouse.
That's in. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah. Red Mouse.
Okay.
Power Takeoff is led by dynamic frontman Scotty Tice. You might remember him from the Weisenheimers. He was the drummer. And his son, Aiden, is the drummer for Power Takeoff. And rounding out the lineup are Ethan Schluter, son of last crack guitar player and Megatone studio owner Paul Schluter, and Mikey Delp on guitars, Jacob Rip on bass. So it's a father-son, loud and proud, bringing the noise on the stage. And this song, Do You Want a Hit, is number 29 right now in the SMR, Secondary Market Rock Chart. Hmm. And to put that in perspective, Linkin Park song is number 24, and Green Day's One Eyed Bastard is number 35. So they're doing pretty good.
Yes.
Power Takeoff is live on Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. here in the WMDX studios at Civic Media Headquarters. Friday, May 23rd, they're also at Broadfest. So there's a couple opportunities to see them. This is Power Takeoff and their new hit, Do You Wanna?
Roll across the highway.
That's a lot of fun. That's a great sound. I like the song a lot. And I looked up Red Mouse.
Yeah.
And Red Mouse is located in Pine Bluff. Mineral Point and Highway P out in Cross Plains.
Oh, Highway P. That, I was trying to remember. Yep. It's a ways out of town. Kind of out by Full Compass.
Right, you knows keep going.
But further,
Yeah, a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
The crossroads. They have a baseball field there.
Right. That's right.
They used to have outdoor concerts.
Yes.
You know, big, like, JGO would have these metal shows out there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a nice bar out there.
Yeah.
Huge. Good one. Okay.
Always a good standard for any place is a nice bar.
Come on. It's Wisconsin.
I know. Okay. I know. We had one in every corner in Milwaukee when I was growing up.
In fact, it used to be called Kit's Corner.
Oh, yes.
Corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a bar right across the street from Red Mouse, and I can't think of the name of it. But
yeah, a little teeny one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, let's move on from Red Mouse and a great song from Power Takeoff. I like that.
Now, this is Doozy. Doozy is a Whammy Award-winning three-piece pop rock band that came together in 2010. They're from Appleton, and Andrew Van Dusen, he's the founder and lead vocals, guitar, and they just wrote a song called Last One Standing, and it's going to be released on April 25th. It's for the NFL Draft, because they're going to be playing at Lambeau Field area during the NFL Draft, April 25th. Doozy is going to be playing the Great North Commons in Green Bay, and then April 26th at In Doozy's East Green Bay, which is just around the corner from Lambeau Field. And so this song is kind of a big hit. This is actually the premiere. Right here is going to be the first time it's played.
Wow, cool.
We got a pre-release clip for this song.
Good.
And this is their song that they'll be playing at the NFL Draft coming up April 25th. This is Last One Standing, out April 21st. This is Doozy.
Mountaintop.
stamp my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's storm, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing tall.
All right, that sounds like that's really good. Out of Appleton, what a great group! You know, this sounds so much like one of the animated Spider-Man cartoon themes.
What?
It does. It sounds just like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
And they recorded that at Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls with Eric LaBrosse, who's the same person who recorded my band Iron Plow.
Really?
He recorded at that studio. He's a great engineer.
Yeah, that is there. That. Yeah, that's good production.
Yeah, it sounds great.
We got time for one more here?
Sure.
All right. You know, the Rocker Jamboree is coming up May 4th at the Burr Oak, 1 to 5 p.m.
That's right.
Featuring Electromag, Subatomic, Mindox, Last Crack, and Magic 7.
Wow.
It's to raise funds for Mama Cares, of course, and yours truly, Rocker, for my incident. And Magic 7's second version of the band featured Butto and Paul Schluter from Last Crack, guitar player and singer, along with drummer Mike Hafner and bassist Darren Solderholm. This song is from the album 7-Eleven. This was released in 2011. This is Magic 7. This song is called Mendota.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah, Magic 7. They haven't played a show, I believe, since 2011. So this will be special to see them get this back together for the performance at the Rocker Jamboree, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak.
Mendota,
yeah.
So the lineup, Electromag, Subatomic, Mindox, Last Crack, and Magic 7. Now, you managed Last Crack?
I did.
For what,
about 10 years.
Yep. So that's going to be a great
show.
Sure.
Out on the road, tour
them,
Europe.
You put them on the map, and now they're just, you know.
Well, actually, I had them after they were already on the map.
Okay.
It was kind of, I was on their second kind of comeback.
Okay, all right, there you go.
Yeah.
So this is going to be quite the thing, raising funds for Mama Cares and of course, for you, Rocker, and you kind of brushed over your incident, you called it.
Well,
you had a heart attack.
Yeah,
and you had it on stage.
Right.
And
playing drums.
You you went down, and luckily people were right there to revive you and get you to the hospital right away.
That's so important, you know, and... And, you know, it's also interesting, of course, you know, the way insurance works these days, you know, you're not out of the clouds, you know, all of a sudden you have something like this happen and the timing and deductible. So it's hard for me, but it's hard for other musicians.
Absolutely.
And that's why Mama Cares was created. Mama Cares, of course, helps musicians in their time of crisis, which is, you know, more often than not a medical.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It hits everybody like that.
Right.
You know, and this is really a great cause.
And it doesn't hit you until it hits you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We are coming back with Rocker with more of the Max Inc. preview on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Get ready to sizzle this Easter. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere at Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I need good music. Good, good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
Rock and roll music, that
yes.
is. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7.
With Rocker in the studio, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress in Madison, two locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Okay, Rocker. We are back with the Maxine preview. What do you got for us?
I got
this
a couple more things. You know, we were talking about this last week, but Natty Nation's almost 420 party is going to be happening Saturday, April 19th at the High Noon Saloon. And everybody loves 420, so why not celebrate the night before April 19th, right?
Yes.
Roots reggae outfit based in Madison since 1995. Natty Nation is literally legendary. More info on them at nattynation.com. I thought that I'd take this chance to find just a little different slice of Natty Nation to check out and celebrate 420, right?
Right.
This is Suffice Rhythm, Natty Nation.
Nation.
Is that an instrumental?
That whole song is an instrumental.
That is so cool.
Fun, yeah. You know,
that is really cool.
Hear the solo. I mean, anybody that's a Wake and Baker is really happy right now.
But you know,
I love the sound of a B3 too.
It reminds me of the old days when they had instrumentals and they became hits on the radio and people could listen to them. But it reminds me so much of like Ramsey Lewis. That's the kind of stuff I'd love to hear again. You know, maybe a hit instrumental.
Yeah,
let's get some of those back.
Okay,
there are plenty actually. I'll start bringing them in if you like.
Okay.
Let's move on. That's Natty Nation, April 19th. So that's tomorrow night at the High Noon Saloon. That is always a party, too. So the almost 420 party.
Okay.
Bing Bong with Vandalay. This was just announced May 2nd at the Gamma Ray Bar on Main Street. This is a happy hour show at 5 p.m. Pam Barrett, she's on guitar, vocals, and writes a lot of the songs there. Owns the Harmony Bar on Atwood. Brian Bentley on drums. Danny Hicks on lead guitar. And Julie Kylan on bass vocals. Vandalay, they're an interesting band. I haven't gotten to hear them yet, but they're formed in the small town of Nasonville, which is literally unincorporated, like way up by like Wausau and Stevens Point.
Okay.
I want to find out more about them. But there's more info at bingbongband.com. This is their hit, Clear Blue Sky, from 2024's Hip Eponymous. This is Bing Bong.
That's a cute song, Bing Bong.
Bing
Bong.
That's right. And we've played it here before, and sometimes you may hear songs over, you know, but if you do, thank you for listening. You've been listening more than once.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. That's the bottom line in it.
By the way, is that something they wrote?
Is that something they
composed? Yeah, that's oh, yeah. Okay. 99% of the time, anything I'm bringing into you guys is original
local
music. All
right, fantastic.
Okay. Got a minute or so here left.
Oh, you know, Festi season is coming. Mm-hmm. Marquette Waterfront Festival, the 36th, is the first one up to bat, right? June 14th and 15th, Yahara Place Park. The festival is the official curtain raiser to the Festies, right? Mm-hmm. So they're all coming. We're just getting you ready. Of course, they have the kids' games. They have the River Alliance's Fool's Flotilla. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
That's where you make your own boats.
Oh,
and they float down the Yahara River out to the Monona.
Well, Sam, get your styrofoam boat ready.
Yeah, it's the Fool's
Flotilla. I gotta.
The Fool's Flotilla. Only fools build their own boats and float them down the Yahara River, right?
When is that again?
The Zany Boat Parade takes off from Tenney Park Locks at 10:30 a.m. I believe that's on the second day, which is June 15th.
Oh, okay.
So it's June 14th and June 15th, Yahara Place Park.
And I know you got a lot of other events here, but what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend again?
Oh, let's go back to the beginning. Let's see. We have Doozy. And we're going to premiere their new song, Last One Standing, which is the song for the NFL draft that's happening up in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Ghost Particles, we're going to be talking with new member Ernie. He was from the Rousers.
Mm-hmm.
And Live in the Lair with Power Takeoff.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, Rob.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Save up your styrofoam cups for Sam's boat.
That's going to do it. For us, coming up on Monday, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a happy Easter weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Right, Sean? I'm going to watch my lawn grow now.
Yeah? Are you going to have fun with the Easter bunny this weekend?
No.
Get some eggs and stuff?
No, I'm trying to kill as many bunnies as I can around my house.
Stephanie Miller's next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left 2 dead and 4 wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban Pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
Your news.